The four are among eight Virginians marching in the Cadets. Over the years, they've won 19 national and world titles, and they are enjoying their most successful season since their last world title in 2005. The 150 marching members have been working hard since last fall.
In November, we auditioned in Reading, Pennsylvania, basically just a music camp. Once a month, we went back to different camps, and they were then held in Woodstown, New Jersey. From there, we started slowly branching out outside, and then the last camp, which was held in May, we broke outside and we learned the first minute and a half of drill. And then we moved in on May 14th, been nonstop ever since.
Tuba player Kevin O'Brien from Henrico played in the band at Douglas Freeman, was a singer in the All Saints Choir of Men and Boys, and will graduate this year from UVA Wise with a degree in music. The Corps rehearses every day.
Wake up around 8 o'clock in the morning, have a 2 or 3 hour visual block, which is just marching, have about 45 minutes for lunch, then we spend roughly an hour and a half to 2 hours in sectionals, which is just the horn line or just percussion or just color guard. And then we bring it all together for ensemble for up to about 2 hours.
Gabrielle Vita in the color guard is from Fredericksburg. She went to Riverbend High School and now attends VCU. She said, and the others agreed, there's more to drum corps than rehearsing and performing.
I think the life lessons that you learn every day and the discipline that it takes to do it, focus-wise, is going to be the biggest thing, because I want to be in the FBI. When I'm out here and it's 103 degrees on the AstroTurf and I feel like I'm going to die, I just think to myself, push through, push through.
I think the biggest value here is what they try to teach is they try to make teachers. It's not only giving you, telling you you're doing something wrong, but they tell you what you're doing wrong and how to fix it. And a lot of times you'll hear them refer back to, this is how you can do it with your band, and if you use this technique, this will help. So the thing I value here the most is it's not only coming here to take your talents and push them to the extremes, but it's also to learn and to help you teach, because a lot of the people here are music educators. So it really helps you in your teaching skills.
Patrick Smith II, a baritone player, went to King George High School and will enter James Madison University in the fall. He is in his second year as a cadet.
The only thing I regret is not coming a year earlier. And it's not just the show, it's just the fact that from before I came here last summer and to the end of last summer, I became a totally different person. And it wasn't just learning how to push myself, that was one of them, but life skills and how to manage relationships. It really helps you value that, and it HOP definitely teaches us life skills to the max and how to get through things, and that things aren't always the end and it's not always going to be as bad as it is forever. And it really teaches you how to be a better person.
Another James Madison student, Mike Phillips from Yorktown High, is also a baritone player but not a music major. He chose the cadets for, among other things, their work ethic.
I knew quite a few people who marched from my school before me, and they just said it was the most hardworking corps and that the people were the best part about it, that you really formed strong friendships that lasted forever.
The cadet show between angels and demons has been scoring high all summer. On Saturday night, they hope their hard work will result in the cadets' 10th world championship. John Ogle, WCVE News.